It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the World of Professional Wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy.
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
If I had $1 million, well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep.
Like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
I've heard somewhere Brian Springberg was going to buy John Merrick's remains. That is unconfirmed at this time, Steve Helps. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good, good. We're here to talk about the Havasu Classics Car Club and the Veterans Car Show that's coming up Saturday.
This Saturday,
two
that's
days.
Right.
And, yeah, Brian will be on. Brian's kind of waiting in the bullpen right now. He's got his D-backs cap on, which is cool. He's not wearing a Blue Jays or a Dodgers hat. I could never see Brian in a Dodgers cap. I don't think that would ever happen. Like me, I would have to lose a bet to wear a Dodger cap, and it would have to be a Brooklyn Dodger cap at that. All right, welcome to the show. It is Thursday, October 30th, 2025, and again, Steve Helt is here. He's the past president of the Havasu Classics Car Club. Tell me about this car club.
Well, we've been in town for forever, I think since the early 70s. Great group of people, mostly seniors. We're looking to get any young blood into the club that we can. But we really concentrate on helping out veterans. So we get together, we do dine outs and little rallies and just all kinds of fun stuff. But once a year we put on this car show, and it's to benefit veterans. That's our main goal.
That's the proceeds from which,
yes,
benefits the veterans. So what are the costs to get your car in the show, and do you still have openings?
We still have openings. Right now we have about 150 cars pre-registered to go into the event. It's $60 day of the show. If you pre-register today or tomorrow, then it's $50.
Oh, okay.
It's free to spectators to come in. It's going to be at Windsor 3, and that's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, perfect, perfect. You mentioned generational. I had to write that down because we had a recent giant car show, of course, the Rolexx and Rods.
Exactly,
Run
yes.
to the Sun. And I don't know if the participation was down, but I have a feeling it wasn't off significantly, but slightly down. And I've heard that this is something that's going on across the country.
And it is.
Young people don't collect cars.
Well,
they don't have an appreciation for classic vehicles like we do. I'm in my 60s. You just
turned
60.
You're on
the cusp.
Yep. No, it just turned 60,
right,
actually,
right.
In August, so yes. But
it's,
yeah,
a phenomenon that's actually happening, though, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, the culture is starting to slow down a little bit and or change. It's like anything. It continues, but it mutates into something new. But we're really looking for middle-aged to even late high school kids. If they've got an interest, we're to the point we would really like to have new blood get involved in it.
You would think there would be pockets around the country. Like Havasu, I would think, would be a big pocket for younger classic car enthusiasts.
We have a few. Actually, we have one member, kind of member. She hasn't quite joined yet because she's not old enough, but she just turned 13.
Oh, I was going to say, does she wrench on her own vehicle? But she doesn't even have a driver's license.
Not yet, but her father has a great interest, and yeah, uh-huh. So she, Shelby is her name, and yes.
Gotta be kidding.
Can you imagine?
That's not only irony, that's coincidence at the same time. So, what are you driving? What are you entering?
I have a 1966 Ford Bronco, that I built myself. I've been in the collision industry literally all my life.
You could say the name. You work for Bradley Collision Center.
I work for Bradley Collision uh-huh. Center here in town, and I also tinker on hot rods on the side. And you know, anybody that's in the culture, I always try to make sure that we get their cars taken care of. So, yeah.
Is that your only classic vehicle?
No, I actually also, and here's a fun story. I have a 1966. Impala SS396 Ooh. That has been in my family. It was actually my grandmother's car. It's been in my family since 1972, and that one is being finished up, and we might get it in the show this year as well.
Did you retrofit it with any hydraulics?
No. This one, unfortunately, my grandmother would come up out of the grave and shoot me if I did that. So,
right,
no,
right.
It's all original. It's a numbers matching.
There's a car show. I don't know if you've seen it at the AV. On the beach there, in the outdoor set, that's all lowriders.
Yes. Matter of fact,
it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that show was
just a Southern California car club that
yes,
does it.
Yes.
I don't know if it was a victim of the pandemic or not, but I know when I was there at working at that hotel, they had that show. It was, I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. And
how cool
it was. I think the AV puts on one or two shows a year.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, they sure. do a beautiful job too. So,
they have
yes.
the space to do it.
Yes, they do. You get down on the water, it's really awesome.
And people can still golf. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Just don't hit our cars with a golf ball.
So your event is at Windsor 3.
We're at Windsor 3.
Okay. How many are you expecting? I know you said 150 have registered already.
150 is where we're at right at the moment, and mm-hmm. we'll probably get another 10 or 15 before the show, and then we'll probably have at least another 40 to 60 cars enter day of the show.
Okay.
So that's been pretty common for us. So we expect two and a quarter cars, 225 cars.
So this is the perfect place for a sponsor drop if you want to get any sponsors in.
Well, I do, and we have a huge number of sponsors this year. So I'm really, really pleased. Get It in Gear, Transmissions is here. We have Saline Fiberglass Restoration, excuse me. Mud Sharks Brewery, Detail Specialties, Done Right Auto, Arizona State Parks gives us a big hand to put the show on. We have Wesco Annexer, we have Tire Man, Montana Tags, Junior Motors, Havasu Pest Control, Big O Tires. I mean, the list keeps going. Forgive me if I don't get you all in there, but we have a big list of sponsors this year. Bradley Collision Center.
Did you mention Gear Up? Or was
yes,
it Get
Gear
It
Up.
Gear?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, Get It in Gear.
Get It. Okay, because you had Havasu Pest Control and Tire Man. A couple. They're also Havasu High football sponsors for KNTR Sports.
Yes, we
mentioned that.
And it's amazing in this town, the local sponsorship right. and how many different events that they help sponsor and put on. And a huge thank you to them for everything they do through the year.
So how much, can I ask, how much usually goes to veterans? Do you know?
Normally, let me think. I got to figure this out now.
I've got to put you on the spot with that
one. Well, you did. And we had to make a couple of minor changes just because of logistics to try and get everything handled. But everything that we do, all of our registration money goes 100% to the vets. And then we do our basket sales, we do keep to help fund our events. And
basket sales at the event?
At the event, uh-huh. yes. And those are used to actually to help fund the club and to, you know, we also use some of that in the, you know, to put the show
with
on.
With those sponsors, I bet you have some nice baskets, too.
This year, yes.
For accessories, right?
Yes, we have uh-huh. some really, really nice stuff going out this year. And there's trophies. There's all kinds of cool things going on. We got multiple food vendors this right. year.
So for those people looking for something to do on Saturday, weather's going to be great, by the way, folks. Should be 90 degrees. It's like wash, rinse, repeat until Monday. I think Monday it drops down to about 88, 89 degrees. No wind that we're expecting here in the Habit Dome anyway. And how would people, where do they go to get into the show?
Windsor 3 has we don't want to use the main gate going into the park. There's actually a gate that we use just off of the old highway.
Okay.
Lake Havasu.
Like where the sway is?
Right by the sway, actually. Okay. You're exactly right. Yeah, okay. So go to the sway and just watch for our signs. We put out signs starting at about 7 in the morning.
What's the cost to the public?
The cost to the public is free.
What?
And, yeah, just come in.
Wow.
See the show, enjoy it, and we added something new this year. We actually have a beer garden.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can come in and have a beer for breakfast if you want, or we have a hot dog vendor, Macadocious barbecue.
Wow.
Hog dog will be there. Donut Post will be selling.
Just what I want when I get there at 10 a.m.
If you can't have a better breakfast. So.
Right. What can't people bring in? What did you advise they don't bring in?
We can't allow
pets allowed?
Pets, yeah.
Okay.
As long as they stay on a leash, you can bring your pet. Mm-hmm. We don't allow alcohol in other than...
You can't, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, no, put on your shorts and your flip-flops and come see us.
Again, it's the Veterans Car Show, Windsor 3, this Saturday. What time does it start?
It starts at 9 in the morning.
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
Wow.
And
I'm just getting out of bed.
Yeah, well, you know.
We do football
the night
before.
It's Havasu. We can't get up too early. So,
right.
But the show runs 9 to 2, and we do an awards ceremony at about 1:45 and give out some nice prizes. So.
See that, folks, you can get there at 9, take in a little bit of the show. The ASU Sun Devils are at Iowa State. They're on KNTR Sports, 10 a.m. kickoff. So take your little portable radio, enjoy the game, and enjoy the car show at the same time.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you want to get in before we take our break and bring on Mr. B. Springberg?
Other than just to say that all cars are welcome. We don't care if you've got a rat rod or if it's something new. If you want to join us, please come down. We start opening up, we open the gates up about 6:30 to start taking in the cars. So if you want to be there early, come join us, please.
Are you guys doing trophies this year?
Yes.
Prizes?
There will be trophies and prizes, and we do a 50-50 raffle.
Right. I got a guy calling in. He's one of my favorite regulars. He hasn't called in a while, and I think he has a car that he's going to be entering. Are you there? Caller, you're live on Speak
I'm
Out.
Here. I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
But no, it's in repair.
Ah, okay.
But what I want to ask is, you were at Run to the Sun, right? You were.
Me? Yes.
I didn't see you or even hear you.
Yeah, we broadcast on that Friday. We did it from the trophy podium, the stage. Right down right where we always are at 11 o'clock. We were live.
Yeah, I was there.
You can hear the show on the website, KNTRtalk.com.
I was there with my pink VW thing.
There you go.
Handing out candies to the young girls.
Well, see how you are? You can't say that these days, man. It's too creepy. You can only do that on Halloween. Hey, can we help you with anything else? I gotta get to Brian.
Yeah, real quick. Hey, on your programming, you got this guy with Paul the Gardener out of Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And he rambles on and on about gardening back there in Massachusetts. Uh-huh. That out here is like talking about gardening on the moon. What? Why? Get somebody local to cover that.
Well,
be interesting.
Open to suggestions, or somebody that wants to bring a show, a local show, to the station. Here we are.
Yeah, because
they don't pay for themselves.
I
but
know there's gardeners here in town that
write into
their local stuff. Get one of them people to help us out here with our problems, not Massachusetts.
Yeah, Taxachusetts. All right.
Bye.
All right, thank you. All right. We are going to take our first break of the hour, as Brian would say. And I wanted to play some. We're playing Halloween music. And darn it, I had it all queued up and everything. Little Mr. Sandman from the Cordettes. Not the one by Metallica. That would be Enter Sandman, right?
That would
all
be.
Right. I don't even know what kind of music you listen to, but we're playing Halloween music as we go up to the big day. Of course, Fright Night's tomorrow night on Main Street. I will not be there. I will be at the Havasu Fighting Knights game. They're playing Summerton. Havasu right now in 4A in Arizona. Number five. Ranked number five. That means if it holds, they'll get a first round bye.
Fantastic.
Yeah, not too bad. I think Mojave's a little bit higher, actually. So they just whipped. They were at number five last week, and they whipped Lee Williams bad. Like, I don't even want to say the score.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Really bad.
So
too much to not enough.
Yes.
Steve, thanks for being here. Steve Health, the past president of the Havasu Classics Car Club. Don't forget the Veterans Car Show this Saturday. Gates open at 9, or people are let in at 9.
People are let in at 9.
Hope you have the gates open before that.
We will have the gates open basically at sunrise.
Perfect.
To allow all the cars in. So.
And all the proceeds benefit local veterans. All right, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, now go back to work.
Yes, sir.
As Mr. Bradley would say, right?
That's it.
All right, we'll be back with more in a moment. You can participate if you like, 928-854-5687, or text us. Text Brian. Brian gets lonely here. He just has me. I mean, what kind of wingman am I, right? 928-727-5566 if you want to send us a text. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Give him a pair of eyes with a comet of gleam. Give him a lonely heart like Holly Archie. The views expressed on Speak Out are not necessarily the opinion of KNTR Talk 106.3, 5, and 7 FM, and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities that would be mentioned that you're in. Investing is subject to risk involving loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit or protect against loss. Please note that individual situations may vary, therefore the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities or marketing names, products, or services referenced sincere are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Dude, break out the glow sticks.
It's a BOC dance mix.
It is.
They're rolling over in their respective graves.
Bella,
are you kidding me? You got
Bella Porch, or it's P-O-A-R-C-H. Maybe it's Porch, but it's, I don't know. I would say Porch.
God, I feel like I'm in a Vegas casino.
I think it's from a TV show. It says Wednesday Season 2.
This comes
on
it
looks like
the elevator, and I'm like, is this Blue Oyster Cult dance
I'm just
music?
Playing Halloween music, man. Cut me some slack, dude.
No,
some of these Halloween mixes are really, really grim.
Didn't have this on my radar.
All right, I'll read this one later. It's about the Christmas tree. There's a, I guess you could call it a retirement ceremony, farewell tree ceremony. We'll read that a little bit later in the show. Speak Out brought to you in part, of course, by City Maytag. The City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with No Sink is where we are. What is it? We're in? Would that be the word? Wherein we are?
Sorry, I wasn't thinking.
I don't know. Legal
I'd have
stuff.
An answer for you.
Where we are presently. Find City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Also by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. I bet they're loving that 0.25% rate decrease, right, from the Fed. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Just Meats, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Springberg Wealth Management, by Blonzi Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. And we're going to have Coach Carl Thompson. I'll bring him on about 10 till so we don't cut too far into B Springberg. But
don't cut into B.
I kind of have to. It's the final game of the season. It's senior night, and they're going to the playoffs this year, man.
Okay, cut. Cut away. Cut away.
So anyway.
It's all about the kids.
Big news this week from the Fed. From the Fed.
Oh, no.
That wasn't big news?
Expected.
Expected, but still a good sign for people who want to sell homes, buy homes.
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
Remember, the federal funds rate is not related to residential mortgage rates at all directly. It's only related to commercial lending rates.
Ah.
Because when you take out a commercial loan to buy a building for your business or whatever, it's tied to the federal funds rate, prime rate, et cetera. Mortgage rates are not tied to that same
thing.
So
who's this good news for?
So this is good news for businesses because who have loans for property and honestly other things, because it reduces lending cost, which means for the same thing you spend less money, which makes your profitability go higher or more money available for reinvestment. So one of the main reasons why the stock market likes it is because the stock market is based on earnings, profits of corporations. Well, if those go up, then the price of the stock goes up. So one of the things that has buoyed the stock market has been the lowering of these interest rates. And the lowering of the interest rates, interestingly enough, is because of concerning economic news, mainly in the job sector. And it's probably a topic we could talk for days about, because we're at this really interesting, weird intersection right now of a booming stock market and a kind of a little bit of an uncomfortable economy for some mom and pops and Main Street working Americans, because the jobs market is definitely starting to slow down. You just saw, I don't know if you just saw the other day, there's between Amazon and UPS and other companies like 50,000, people laid off, which isn't a big percentage.
Kind of interesting, right before the holidays, though.
Which is weird, because usually they hire
right
for the holidays.
The seasonals.
Right?
Yeah.
Seasonals, right, for things like shipping. So part of it is, of course, due to just, how they consolidate in business planning. But, of course, the concern is what's driving the stock market is also the thing that's going to be leading to a concerning jobs market for the whole developed world, to be honest with you, not just the United States, and that's artificial intelligence.
Right.
It's, the thing that is driving a lot of the economy and certainly the majority of the stock market, artificial intelligence, is the same thing that could be damning working class people, or honestly, even worse, kind of demographic work wise would be middle and upper management people, because AI would be replacing a lot of them in terms of those things. And it's going to happen. It is happening, and it's only going to accelerate. So it's just a weird divergence of maybe the economy GDP is growing in some ways and the stock market's going great. I'll give you the latest stat on just to kind of back that up. So the S&P 500, the largest 500 companies in the United States of America, 39% of all the returns in the stock market this year have been tied to 10 of the 500. So 490 companies comprise 60% or so of the U.S. stock market's returns this year, good or bad, and 39% comprise about 40%, obviously, which is a overwhelming concentration of where things are and where they're going, where all the spending is. And so that is going to be the narrative in the economy, in the stock market, in the jobs market, for the foreseeable future. What is also interesting is, can that growth keep up with the amount of money required to keep that moving? Kiplinger reports to meet expected demand for data centers, artificial intelligence companies will have to come up with about $2 trillion in new yearly revenue by 2030, just about 4 years from now, which is staggering. And so the question is, can, you know, are we going to continue to do that? And here's the other concern. Is corporate America, with no guardrails, really in place? In other words, you can be for deregulation in government on a lot of levels, and I think intelligently so. But at some point, you kind of, as we've talked about in the show, you left to its own devices, human nature, you know, greed often enters in the picture. And increasingly, that's for a smaller number of people that will benefit. And so you have to ask yourselves, okay, is Jeff Bezos, is Mark Zuckerberg, is, you know, everybody who is, you know, leading the charge, all the these 10 companies leading the charge, are they going to work together without any government oversight to be sure that the things that they're putting all of their money, all of their resources, all their focus into are things that actually, in the end, benefit the United States, benefit America, really? Benefit people.
Really?
Because at some point, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't have to fully get to know that at some point the answer is no. At some point, you go too far with that. And now all of a sudden, the unbelievable idea of the government paying a universal income in 10 years to a percentage of the population, because there just doesn't exist any jobs. Now, what I hope for is that there are things that I don't see, I don't understand, that develop out of maybe some new technologies that create new work possibilities. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we talked about...
Because that's what happened after with the .com. I was right. Like, oh my God, that's going to replace everybody. But actually, the technology created new jobs.
It did.
But those new jobs are exactly the jobs that AI is replacing.
And it made our productivity that much more. But
right.
Here's I heard an interview on the Brian Kilmeade show with an AI so-called expert as to where this is going. He said, quote, if you have a desk job now, AI will be doing it in 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
A desk job. Any desk job.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean, think about that. That could be air traffic controller. That could be, I mean.
Well, so first and foremost, no more that's how Skynet takes over, is they take over the skies, right?
But no more humans watching the skies. No, that's just an extreme right there. But anything that's not rescue related, police related, think about
trades
that.
Related.
AI could take over dispatch and police and fire. Could take over a lot of stuff.
And obviously, much more efficiently.
I've listened to it twice, so I would get that
and
quote
this is,
right.
And this is where I'm going with this, is that people, you know, and those are the people now currying the most political favor, right? They're the ones who donated $300 million or whatever the number is, for President Trump to tear down the East Wing and build a big ballroom, right? That's corporate sponsored. And they're not doing that just cause, right? I mean, that's how this works.
So they don't have to put tents out on the White House lawn anymore for banquets?
So, you know.
That's what they were doing. So anyway, go ahead.
Okay. You know, so the fact that those things are at the highest levels, and we all know and that for lobbyists, you know, money's played way too big of a role in politics for so long. But now it's on steroids, and it's on steroids, like not even close to what it's been done, what it's been before. And that is all towards these industries that in many ways are going to be unbelievably positive. Medical research and saving lives and new procedures, and I mean, you can go on and on. Unbelievable amount of positive.
Why?
But at the same time, the bigger picture discussion is, all right, so, but if corporations are about profit and shareholders and owners are about that and that wealth, then you're going to, you know, in other words, corporations have always typically focused on reducing labor cost.
Right.
Right? Well, now it's going to be the ability to do that. So it is a concern. And what's a bigger concern to me is not only that it isn't being discussed, it's actually being rewarded to go down that road right now.
Why do
And it just kind of freaks me out.
Why do I feel like this whole this AI technology is going to fall into nefarious hands? Why?
Well,
do you just feel like it's going to, something's going to go military and it's not going to be pretty?
Well, here's the thing, is that oftentimes evil doesn't think it's evil.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like most of the time.
Yeah, right.
The Nazis killing 9 million people didn't think themselves as bad people, like if they truly believed in
that
movement.
How could you look at people on the street wearing a gold star on their clothes and think that's normal? I mean, that just blows me away.
Well, I believe it now.
Yeah, well, now.
I get it now.
But anyway, go ahead.
But the point of it is that, you know, they're going to be saying, well, we have all this innovation, which in many ways will be helping America strengthen us. And also humankind, but at the same time, you've got to, you know, evil, they're not going to be thinking, oh, you know, we better be the ones ultimate responsible because we can, you know, the whatever billionaires and trillionaires, they control, you know, 99% of the wealth or whatever,
right.
You know, how that all goes. And so are they going to be the ones to say, whoa. There's a bigger picture than me being the biggest whale in the room, the biggest gorilla in the room, or, you know, being the first one to this or that or the other. What are the costs to that, and should we be concerned about it? And so the reason I bring that up is because one of the biggest things to find, one of the biggest question marks in investing right now is that as the stock market continues to reach all-time highs, by the way, it is like almost entirely due to the artificial intelligence trade.
Wow.
That's what it is. It's no magic wands. It's no whatever. It's the fact that billions and hundreds of billions of dollars are going into artificial intelligence, and that is blowing up the stock market.
Right.
And so that's the reality. So the question is, well, at what point is that too much? Is there a bubble being created? And we'll talk about that when we come back from the break, because that's one of the biggest concerns is, like, at what point does the market correct? And
right.
And how do you prepare for that? It's going to come. I don't know when, but we'll talk about it when we get back from the break.
And I want to know, are your Kiplingers, et cetera, forecasting what kind of jobs will come out of AI? Possibly.
So the future.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
All right. Back with more in a moment. We'll have about, not a long time, but we'll have a good 5-minute chat when we come back.
Cool.
And Coach is going to call in here shortly. And don't forget about the farewell tree ceremony honoring the historic Christmas tree at Wheeler Park. The event takes place next Wednesday, November 5th, 10 a.m. at Wheeler Park. That's 10 o'clock in the morning at Wheeler Park. They're going to retire the Christmas tree. And by the way, following the farewell tree ceremony, the Lake Havasu City will continue the tradition with the annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony. That'll be on Sunday, November 30th. That's at 6 p.m., hosted by Radio Central at Wheeler Park. Yes, Santa Claus will be there. No, he looks nothing like Brian Springberg. All right. I'm just saying. He arrives on a fire truck. Actually, I was thinking, if AI takes over and we do the whole Terminator dealio,
yeah,
you could be Reese.
Oh, yeah.
Much better shape than me. And I don't know. You could be Reese.
Yeah.
Which is played by Michael Biehn, of course, of Lake Havasu City.
Local yokel.
Yeah, you bet. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. All right, that one goes out to Marissa June. because she's such a big Styx fan, especially Mr. Roboto. I heard she's dressing up as Mr. Roboto for Halloween. Possibly. Ooh, I'm getting the hex. I'm getting the stare. Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair. Also, Mojave College, samsguns.com, Solar Power by SMA Electric, by Dorita's Place, the Lewis Team Remax by The Lake, and by Looky Loos Antiques and Collectibles. Why am I talking fast, Brian? Why do you think?
Know.
Coach is calling in a few minutes.
Oh, got it. All right, so that being the case, so currently S&P 500 down 0.6, the Dow perfectly flat, NASDAQ down 1.2, but the Dow at 47,669. So really, you know, just, you know, below all-time highs, but right there. And that is predominantly due, like I said, to this, you know, in the S&P 500, the artificial intelligence trade, and that going forward. And here's some things that are different about it than the dot-com bubble burst. I don't know if you remember that, everybody, but in, like, by the mid-90s, people started putting money into companies that, based upon the stock price, they would never actually make a profit or would be profitable in like 100 years. Like, just crazy stuff. Irrational exuberance was what it was called at the time.
Okay.
By the chairman of the Fed. And it was. And everybody's like, oh, this bubble's going to burst. And really got concerning about 97. And then the market went way up 97, and then everybody was like, oh my God, it's going to burst. And then the market went way up again in 98, and then everybody was like, oh my God, the bubble's going to burst. And the market went up in 99. But then in 2000, 2001, the market dropped 35%, and that's even before September 11th happened, that the dot-com bubble burst. What is different this time is that the companies that people are throwing tons of money into actually have earnings. So it's not as empty. Now the question is the price you're paying for those earnings way too high? Should you wait for correction? It's really, really hard to know. Because there's obviously the argument that this thing is just getting started, right? But we don't know who the winners and losers are going to be, and if there's some shift in technology. In the scheme of things, it doesn't seem like anybody's looking to pump any brakes on it from a legislative perspective, which is good and potentially bad, hard to know.
In a weird way, Brian, it reminds me of when stem cells came, you know, came to be. Mm-hmm. It was this big, oh my goodness, what is this? And it turned out to be a benefit for a lot of people. I mean, look at how fast they heal certain baseball injuries, like your Tommy John surgery, that
right.
sort of thing, with stem
right.
cells. And that.
Right.
But this is different. This is just different.
This is different because it really speaks to the heart of how society works,
right.
how people work, labor, right, and where the wealth goes and who controls the wealth. And that's why it's like, you know, on so many levels, like every weird, you know, science fiction movie you've ever seen, because it's all happening, like, actually to that extent. And we've seen the movie, you know, in my case, probably 20 times. I've seen the movie, but nobody's really kind of doing anything. So it is a question. Right now, prognostications, economic forecast, according to Kiplinger, is that this year, pretty slow GDP growth, the U.S. economy really only growing about 1.9%, and even slower next year, forecast to only grow at 1.7. So not a recession forecast, but just slow growth. While we're kind of in our ongoing dispute with China, seemingly a little bit more resolved in the last day or so, by the way, their annualized growth is closer to about 5%. So although they're way down from what they used to be, China's still kind of doing its thing from all the numbers that people can get their hands on and wrapped around. Inflation is going to continue to tick up a little bit through the end of the year, our expectations from the tariffs, only at about 3.4%, but then probably continuing to drop down a little bit next year. You know, the historical average for inflation, by the way, is like 4%. So we're still above what the Fed wants it to be, but historically very reasonable at this point. Unemployment expected to continue to rise, pushing close to 5% by the middle of next year is the forecast, before maybe starting to come back down again. And again, prognostications, I don't think that anybody really knows how quickly AI is going to be replacing jobs, slash where the economy is going, slash what new jobs come into light that nobody had really thought of. Oil continuing to be pretty reasonable, 55 to 60 bucks a barrel, and the cost of used electric vehicles continuing to come down globally.
That's interesting. After the subsidies, they're going away.
Subsidies are going away. Yeah. And so that there was a buying spree on electric vehicles in the last couple of months because the subsidies are going away. But then prices for existing electric vehicles kind of subsiding a little bit from where they were. So in your portfolio, because there's a little uncertainty, because, you know, we're not exactly sure, it's just sticking to what I've always preached. You have to make sure you have enough emergency reserves in safe liquid assets. You have to make sure that you have enough defense if you're taking income from an investment portfolio and you're retired, so you have an alternative source if the stock market goes down. And at the same time, maybe you're entertaining an appropriate amount of risk in the portfolio to kind of get on the bandwagon with some of the things that are continuing to develop and blow up out there. And these are the daily conversations I have.
Right on. Do you have a cowbell on your drum kit?
So I don't, but I do. I'm in the market for one. Do you got to use
one? I do. It's a little deep for me, the tone. I like a higher pitch. So.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Coach Carl Thompson on the line. And, Brian, got to bid you adieu.
Hey, have a safe, awesome Halloween out there, everybody. Talk to you later.
Thanks so much.
Yep.
We'll see you next week.
Sounds good, yep.
All right, perfect. 12 o'clock, by the way. 12 o'clock for Speak Out next week. And back with more in a moment. I'm going to bring Coach Carl Thompson on in a jiffy. Hang on. All right, we're back. Coach Carl Thompson on the phone. Hey, Coach. Good job last week.
How we doing?
I wasn't surprised, but I kind of saw you coming out with a win, but I didn't think it was going to be 40-13 against Australia Foothills.
We came out. I think our guys were dialed in from the beginning. I mean, we know where we stand and where we want to be, you know, giving our shot to still give contention for the region championship.
Right.
And setting ourselves up to be in a good place for the playoffs. So the boys were locked in and ready from the get-go and all through the game.
Boy, I'll say, you guys hit number 5 on the AIA, what is that, the 365 poll, right?
Or right. That's
AZ,
the one,
AZ
that's
Preps the, 360, that's it.
Correct. That's going to be what the final rankings for the PowerPoints and everything for the playoff system. So, you know, we're going to make it through this week, and we'll know on Saturday exactly where we stand and where we finished up for postseason play.
Did you happen to see Mojave's ranking? I did not.
They were just above us. I want to say they were at 4.
Wow.
So I think Bradshaw Mountain was above them at 3, and then you had Arcadia at 2 and Snowflake at 1.
Mojave put a beat down on Lee Williams. Did you see that?
We did see that. I know that Lee Williams has been a little hampered at the quarterback position. I think their top 2 guys were both out in that due to injury.
Right, right. So Somerton, we've talked about this in the past. Somerton, you call it a developing program. They're not exactly high in the rankings. In fact, they're near the bottom. My big question for you, Coach, is to stay where you are at number 5 or to move up slightly, you may need some help, or how much do you have to beat Somerton by?
Well, the way the formula works, there's no difference if you beat a team by 14 or 40. I mean, that is the next increment that moves it up. So, I mean, the biggest thing is what comes into play is strength of schedule once we play them. So it could drop us a spot or two,
right?
Just because of strength of schedule. But like you just said, it depends what everyone else does around us. Number 1 and number 2 have to play each other with Snowflake and Arcadia. And some of the other teams above us are playing lesser opponents. So it could affect everybody about the same. But then it could be a couple of those teams that are just right behind us. You know, if they have a quality win,
yeah,
it could move them closer to us.
Well, it's safe to say a lot of your second and third team players will be playing this week. And there is that thing called the mercy clock or the mercy rule. When does that take effect?
It comes in at 42 points. It could be 35 points in the first half if both teams agree, but it is at 42 points it moves.
Okay, very good. So explain to people real quick before we go to our last break about the new playoff format. There's 24 teams get in, but what happens to the top eight if you're in the top eight?
The top eight will get a first-round bye, and on the AIA website, they've already predetermined, like, the winner of 24-9 will play eight, so on and so forth. So
right,
they have expanded it to 24 teams. You know, getting a few more teams some recognition and a chance to play, rewarding those teams that do finish in the top eight, which usually are pretty close to being the region champ as well. You would assume, not necessarily always true, but, you know, that strength of schedule, playing the harder schedule and being successful gives you that bye. So maybe a couple injuries, a couple things that you get those players back. But then it also expands it to those teams that are just right on the bubble that in years past have been out. Now it gives them a little more opportunity and something more to play for at the end of the season.
Well, the amazing story for Havasu, to me anyway, is that Halo Jump is your backup, and he's your starting quarterback, looks like, as you go into the playoffs.
He is. You know, Halo's done a tremendous job for us through his whole career.
Right.
And to step up the last couple of weeks, he's getting better and better each start. He had to fill in against Lee Williams earlier in the year, and now that he's going into his second game starting at quarterback after Yonkers, then after Australia Foothills, I mean, he's getting better each week. We're getting healthier. We're getting a couple guys back that we've been out without with for the last couple of weeks, and, you know, we're really excited to be at home to honor our seniors for senior night and go right at it.
What time does that ceremony start?
Senior night ceremonies and speeches will begin at 6:15 with the cheerleaders going first, and then we're followed behind them. And then I think band will have their halftime speeches after their performance or before their performance at halftime.
Is that 21 seniors this year?
We have 21 seniors.
Wow.
So.
It's a good problem to have, I guess, right?
It is. You know, a lot of these seniors have been with me for 3 years. A couple of them have been with me for 4 years on the varsity level. And they had to earn their stripes early on, and now here they are in their senior season, reaping those benefits of that time that they had to endure and those efforts when they were a little younger. They're seeing success on the back end.
Well, Coach, great job this year. And by the way, we did get our press badges from the AIA. We're good for 2 years, Jim and I, by the way. So, Jim,
oh, you're official.
All yeah, right, we are official. Jim Chaney and I will be calling the game on Friday night as well as your playoff games. And you guys are going to go far. You're going to do good, man. All right?
Well, that's the plan. I appreciate
right.
it. Thanks for covering and letting everyone know.
I got to go to the top of the hour. And, Coach, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate you having me.
Good job. All right. And, again, 980 AM and KNTRSports.com for Knights football tomorrow night.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.